I don't really want to do this because the acoustics are so lousy, but I am still in Chicago, and this is an element of what's going on in Chicago that has to be recorded, right? I'm sitting at a table, and there are various people at the table, and I'll tell you about who they are, or maybe I won't in a minute, but I just want to tell you that the idea has just been hatched, the plan, the scheme, the whatever you want to call it is, that a guy called Chris Brogan once upon a time was foolhardy enough to write a blog post in which he said that he would actually waive his speaker's fee in return for anyone who would buy 300 books. Little did he know what would happen next, you see, because various people took him up on his idea, including a gang in Cork that I'm associated with, including people in other places, which won't be nameless at the moment, right? But if I just tell you that people around the world, on different continents, took Chris Brogan up, and Chris Brogan is going to do a speech, right? That's trivia in comparison to what's really going to happen, because the story of what happened to the 300 books is going to be told, right? So let me tell you, give you a little example, that I've just been hatching a plot here, and I'm not really responsible for this, because it came out of a storytelling situation at a table here where we're eating hummus with bits of cucumber on the plate, and there's red tomato sauce on top of the hummus, and the hummus is on bits of pita bread, and it's a very weird Canadian English guy called Nigel Cameron who's treated us to the food, and he doesn't know I'm talking about him, but he's...
I'm interrupting you, it's Jane. You know, I just have to interrupt you because I love you so much. Anyway, continue.
You see, now she's revealed her name is Jane, right? And she's far from plain, right? But the main thing about Jane is that, okay, I'm going to tell you, that's Jane Boyd, right? And she is an element, she's one of the conspirators at this table. And if Chris Brogan ever listens to this, he'll realize that we have been taking his intellectual property, his book, right? And we're going to use his intellectual property to do good in the world, right? The whole thing is a force for good, because we're going to take the stories of what happens to the clusters of the boxes of 300 books that go places, what actually happens when those books meet people. And, you know, most authors write books, and all they really want to happen when they've written a book is they want to sell their book. And that's nothing wrong with that. But frankly, they don't care a damn what happens after they sell their book. Now, we happen to think Chris Brogan is different. We think he's interested in where the books go. We're just being joined by a guy who, for all I know, may be a friend of Christopher Brogan or not. We don't know, but the main thing is we are conspiring to build a big book of stories based upon what happens, the boxes of 300 books that go out into the world, Chris Brogan waiving his speaker's fees, right? But what actually happens as a result of those books? In Ireland, the 300 books that have been bought by me and other people like Roger Overall, like Adon Enright, like Miriam O'Connell, like Mark O'Mahony, like Roger Overall, like Jenny, whatever your name is, Brennan. Okay. So the people like those who have bought the books, now we've got much more food arrive at this table. Chips have come. But I have to persist with this audio, because if I don't finish this audio, the story will never get put down as it happened, right? The key point is that the books are going to go out into the world, into various communities, and the books are going to make a difference. But nobody knows whether the books are going to be burnt, are going to be used to prop up Christmas trees, are going to be used to set up new businesses, change lives, make our children better and happier, or get people to Mars, right? Nobody knows. But the key point is this big book project, inspired by Jane Boyd's ability to draw a map, and which will not be explained, but the key thing is it actually came out at a table in Chicago. And Chris Brogan, if you ever listen to this, the one thing I'll say about you is that it's good to riff off you. You're an endless source of inspiration to me and others. And frankly, you were born to let other people do things, right? So you are not a shareholder, right? You're not getting any money back out of this, Chris. You're just getting the personal satisfaction of serving other people, which is just what you were born to do. Everyone around the table is nodding.
Andy,
we will now break off. Actually, I would love to name everybody at this table, but I don't know if you... Can I name you? I'll name everybody, right. Gigi, name yourself.
My name is Gigi, and I publicly disagree with Paul, even though I find him brilliant and adorable.
And she's non-specific about what she disagrees with me about, so you can make up your own mind. Nigel, who are you?
I'm Nigel Cameron. Nigel Malcolm de Segio Cameron.
Andy, I noticed you.
And I'm delighted to have met Paul, who lives in another of our former colonies. No, it's just how I speak. I happen to think SOPCON and this sort of un-SOPCON is a terrific thing.
Very provocative.
And I love nachos and hummus and all other good food, including fries.
And have you ever read a Chris Brogan book?
I have read his emails, which I assume are what his books consist of, but I don't really know.
There we are, passing it over. Andy, take the recording device and finish the audio with the others.
My name is Andy Crestavina. I started a web design company in 2000, and now I'm kind of a marketer. And I love content, I love events, I love creative people, and I'm surrounded by them now. Creative people and French fries. I sat at this table minutes ago, and the ideas are washing over me. I love seeing things being made, and suddenly things are being made thanks to Paul. If this is this really being addressed to Chris Brogan?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, and the rest of the world. It's open communication.
Okay. I've never read a Chris Brogan book. I once read a Chris Brogan blog post. I think it was just that one time.
Tell the big story. There is time, but you mustn't leave Leslie McClellan
out
of the audio.
Stop.
I enjoyed it. If Chris, if you ever hear this, thank you for writing that blog post.
Well, this is Leslie McClellan, just a small town girl, destination marketer for 25 years. Second meal and audio that I've done with Paul. First one was in Ireland, now we're in Chicago. We're taking this show on the road. But it's very exciting that we're all sitting here collaborating. That's the collaborating over French fries and nachos. You just can't beat that.
It was a lecture about the finish everything up. I'm not saying anything else.
Oh, I feel no pressure. This is Jane Boyd, and I am here with all of these amazing, wonderful people. And Paul and I are in the same room together, which is really phenomenal, because that's really never happened before. And we have a lot of French fries in front of us. We do.
I just have you yeah. have to say, not only are we in the same room, but we're actually collaborating and
we are
working
collaborating.
And we're building.
We are building a kind of a cool
for ourselves
idea.
And other people.
We are. That's right.
And now you're going to tell the story.
I am, but we're going to end this now.
We're going to end the
all right. Okay. Bye bye.
Thanks very much.
And also interesting for us.
Okay. Thanks very much. And over and out from Chicago.
So you know, I delve. I began my life doing.